This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 5 p.m. Rach, I would like you to acknowledge my progress on my report card.
Let's see it. Yeah, that's a lot better.
It's better, right? Some of them are actually in a column.
What?
And I think I can read them all. Although I have 20, so there's still some moves to be made. Today is the report card of movie monsters.
Yay.
Who's excited?
Yay. I am.
I'm excited. Do you guys like monsters?
I love monsters.
Okay, yay. Yeah. You're my friend. Okay,
ready
to go?
What about Yoda?
Now, I tried to stick monsters, but a couple of these might also be aliens. Aliens can be monsters.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think whatever.
And just to recap, the report card is where we go through and we rank these movie monsters from a range of A to F. There's also an A-plus category for the just cream of the crop, top-of-the-line movie monsters. We will put three monsters in each category. So there's a lot of negotiating that goes on during the report card. What's up?
What if, after this one, we take all the A pluses and rank those?
Ooh, that's fun.
So you have like...
It's the Sweet 16 of the Sweet 16.
You have like Cheetos against Jimmy Stewart.
I mean, we could try to do that. There's no common thread on which to grade them, but...
There's
you're
no
way
thread
too,
on the Sweet 16
you're
of the
way
Sweet
too
16.
Conservative.
It's like Snickers bar
yeah,
versus...
it's going to be like, are Cheetos more delicious than Dracula is scary?
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a pandemic, folks. If we don't do this, the terrorists win.
Man, do you guys remember actual report card day?
And yep. Like worst day of my life.
Like, here we go. I don't know if I pulled through in algebra.
Now, see, I picture you getting straight A's.
No.
No?
No. I didn't really apply myself in school. Until I got in college, I did a lot better, and I understood that learning was fun. But when I was in grade school, I was smart, so I would usually make honor roll, but I was not a studier,
right?
Which is so stupid. Man, I wish I could go back and do it differently.
That really surprises me, because you're such a worker here.
Because I've realized that working hard is fun.
Do you picture me getting straight A's?
I picture either getting straight A's or D's.
I was usually like a C student. I wasn't very good at school. I would intercept, because we would get mailed the report cards in elementary school, and I guess maybe middle school, and I would intercept them, and I would like hide them in places around the house.
Wow, you're like Opie or something.
Didn't you have to get it signed and returned?
I don't know if I ever had to do that. I know that my parents obviously always found out because they knew the report cards were coming.
Yeah.
And they would find them eventually, and they'd, you know, it was never better for me for them to just not know about it for a couple
of
days.
Tony, I'm going to ask you how you were in school. I think we know.
I bet he was fine.
And
Sue,
so you got to be straight A, right?
Yeah. I got some B's. Sorry, potatoes. They used to, but if you got those, then you could get the Cardinals straight A tickets, and you would sit in the certain section, and it was cheaper. You remember that?
No, anyone? I don't. I never went to a Cardinals game based on my straight A's.
Oh yeah, they would have a.
Thank
they would give...
God you and Mark Close never hooked up and had a child, because it would be the Antichrist.
No, it wouldn't.
Two rights making a wrong.
Oh,
oi,
oi is right. You ready to go?
Yes. I don't know why I said it like that.
Because you're supporting me with my passion.
All right, what have we got?
The Wolfman.
Ooh.
Werewolves.
Ooh, werewolves.
Werewolves. I don't really know about him, so I'm a D.
What is there to know?
Yeah.
Is there a specific wolf man that we are talking about, or all
no,
werewolves?
You just have to pick your best werewolf.
Yeah. Werewolf.
I'm this like reminds the classic werewolf.
Well, yeah.
The classic wolf
my favorite werewolf
from...
is actually a Teen good wolf? Guy.
Who's yeah, that? Teen
Lupin.
Wolf.
Lupin
oh.
from
yeah.
oh, Lupin.
Harry Potter. I love him. He's seriously one of my favorite characters.
Does he deserve a D, Rage?
He was
no,
tragic.
I mean, he's not a villain. Man. He's a good
monsters don't have to be villains.
He's still a D in my mind, but well, I'm
wow. you've
open
taken me,
for...
You've taken me on a roller coaster ride.
I know.
But werewolf... I'm open.
Werewolves are an A for me. I like werewolves. They're cool. I'm going with all werewolves.
They scared me a lot.
Yeah.
A werewolf is a little different than a wolf man.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why I'm a little confused.
Because mm-hmm. the wolf man is always a wolf man. A werewolf is only a werewolf.
Okay, I gotcha. Well,
no,
then
no,
I'm,
no,
well, then
no,
I'm
no,
less
no, no,
on the wolf man.
Lon
no?
Chaney, the wolf man... The original was a man.
Oh, like Teen
oh, okay.
Wolf.
And then turned into a
precisely.
Wolf.
Precisely.
All right.
Precisely.
Did
as
you
teen
were
wolf.
You sheltered from wolf men when you went to Mississippi Valley? You seem to not know anything about them.
Well, they're definitely of the devil.
I've seen Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox.
You've mm-hmm. seen it all.
Horrible movie.
Yes.
Oh, it's terrible.
The I've seen Harry Potter.
The it's MTV series
movie.
Of a couple
and
years
Harry
ago
Potter.
Is pretty good.
American Werewolf in London is the best.
Yeah.
I just don't care them. About werewolves. But like I said, I'm open. I'm not going to fight for them to be in a certain category.
How about
I think
a
wolf
C?
Man's a solid B, but
okay.
I care
be
deeply
a,
about
a
werewolves.
Sue, B for the wolf boy.
Sue, what do you think?
I would go B.
Okay, B. Andrew loves them, so.
Am I putting wolf man or am I putting werewolves?
Doesn't matter to me at all. You can put wolf.
W-O-O-F.
Bark boy.
I think I'll do werewolf.
The only way to keep these guys down is to shame them.
Orcs.
A D. Orcs are the worst.
Yeah. Are we grading on how much we like them or how good of monsters they are? Just anything?
Whatever you think.
I'm a D.
I could D orcs as well.
And an orc.
Well, if you two are D and orcs, they're definitely Ds. Yeah,
I'm looking one up just to see what it is.
If you add a D to orc, it's dork.
Yeah, I'm D or F even.
Yeah. They can go in F.
If you add an F to orc, it's spork.
Ew, put him in F.
I'm putting him Bork. In F.
Put him in F.
Yeah, F.
Fork.
What did you think of the pick you just looked up, Sue?
I don't care for it.
Pretty sexy, huh?
It's pretty awful.
Would you like to shame him?
Is that how
dude,
I kill him in the
easily mission? Shamed.
I don't
they
like
have a
it.
Lot of guilt.
I don't care for orcs.
Next up, King Kong.
Ooh, I like King Kong.
Oh, yeah. I always felt sorry for King Kong.
Oh,
samesies.
I just can't.
I like King oh. Kong.
He's at least a B.
Yeah, B for Bing
yes.
Bong.
Yes. Oh, poor thing.
You know he's got a good heart.
Yes.
You know he went to Hong Kong.
Yep.
Can you finish that, Rage?
No.
I don't know.
Kong
I don't remember
went to
if
Hong
I can...
Kong, but I don't know what comes
out. King Kong went to Hong
with
Kong.
His... Yeah.
Played ping pong with his ding dong.
Yeah, there we go.
That one got me kicked out of third grade. I mean, not forever, just...
What a day.
He had to change schools four times.
Every time I'd walk in, like you'd meet a new student, King Kong!
Ah, get him out of here.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'd say like a B.
Oh, I think he's an A.
I think he's an A.
Put him in A.
A it
he's
is.
King Kong.
He's got, yeah, the he's word King, King is in
put
his
that
name.
Baby in A.
A's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Played ping pong with a ding dong.
If you're Mighty
okay,
Joe,
don't celebrate it.
If you're Mighty Joe Young, are you just like,
oh,
King,
yeah.
You're just
what
like,
a loser.
You're just
King
a big
Kong.
Ape.
Yeah,
probably couldn't like... feel any more inadequate.
Next up.
Yep.
The Mummy.
Hmm.
Now, I'm sorry to do it. Is it all mummies or that one
is,
mummy?
Yeah, is it Brendan Fraser's mummy?
Yeah, is it one mummy?
Mummy you want it to be.
Because I like
just
mummies.
Mummy.
Mummies
I like King
cool.
Tut.
Who's your favorite mummy?
Like real, like the idea of a real mummy, that's cool to me.
I like to go see the mummies at the St. Louis Art Museum.
Yeah.
Pretty yeah, they're neat. Cool. They're cool.
I've but, never done this before in 20 years. You're all fired. You're all fired. We're doing the report card.
You know what I like
of
is when
monsters
are all wrapped up in cloth.
And Zimmerman's like, I like when I look in books and they're covered in gauze.
Well, if it's
a
as
a
scary
monster
yeah.
These aren't science
D.
Center.
Yeah, C or a D.
I agree.
You can always get away from a mommy.
You have to run into his arms.
Mommies are never the most. Yeah, they never do the most damage. They're mm-hmm. never the most scary. They are very low on the movie monster. I feel like they're the like in the house where all the movie monsters live together. The mummy is like the one that has like
he's taking out the trash.
Yeah, he's taking out the trash. Go get me a drink.
Yep. Tony's just describing the monsters.
Yeah. What did we decide? A D or an F? Or what did we decide?
How about D?
Yeah, D seems fair.
Predator.
Ooh. Ooh, spooky. I'm a B.
I can do like a C or a D for the Predator.
Nice.
He doesn't move.
What?
He doesn't move my meter very much.
I think he's horrifying. I'd give it an A.
He's the Predator.
Yeah, but all he can do, he can see in red.
Oh,
and
so,
he can eat Carl Weathers.
Easy, brother.
Well, now.
I think that happens in the movie. It's been a while.
I don't think he eats them. He just kills them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Carl? He's getting eaten by them.
He also killed Jesse the Body Ventura.
He did. You know what? Okay, B.
That moved it up for you.
Yeah. I think Predator's in that A, B category.
Yeah, put him in B.
Put him in B.
All right. Put him in B.
Put him up there.
Put
next
him next
up.
To the werewolf.
Zombies.
Overrated. Yeah, I feel like they're watered down at this point. I swear from like 2009 to 2013, there was a zombie in every piece of media.
True.
Zombie was a personality trait, liking zombies.
Yes, very much so. How about C? We just kind of like set that bar there at C.
I'm
good with that too.
Yeah.
They would definitely be terrifying in real life, but I'm not like scared of them in a movie. A
lot of similarities between zombies and mummies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mummies are just Egypt zombies.
They're just zombies with gauze on.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you putting him?
D, I think, right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
C, right?
C. Yeah, C.
That's what we said. Yeah.
Doing the report card of monsters. Next up, Godzilla.
A plus.
Yeah, I'm an A plus as well.
How do you not love Godzilla? Definitely A plus.
Go, Godzilla.
I agree.
I love
what about
him.
Mecha Godzilla?
Finally moved your meters. Cool. Jeez, you guys are tough. Put him in A plus?
When I was a little kid, I did not understand that Godzilla was the villain.
I get that. No, I totally get that.
He's not the villain.
He's a good guy.
No.
Godzilla's a good guy.
Yeah, but then I would get confused because sometimes he is the bad guy.
He sometimes is the bad guy, but
he's just a scaly King Kong.
He's just sweet.
He's the protector of the planet.
Right.
And humanity.
Love his scaly
also, I
back.
Think that's our first unanimous A+.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are different, like sometimes there's just a Godzilla with a mustache and he's the bad guy. And then here comes clean-shaven Godzilla. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, thank God you're here.
Or, you know, he's destroying a city, but then
Godzilla
he realizes
has a
he's
goatee.
Doing it because he's, right.
Next up, Frankenstein.
Mm. I'm an A.
Oh, Andrew's about to crap on it.
Go ahead,
I know
Andrew.
That face.
He's got nothing. Put him in, like F for Frankenstein.
He's not a mover. He's not a fast mover.
He's an icon. Not a fast mover.
He's an icon.
He's not a thinker.
He's not a thinker.
He's dead.
He's a stinker. Put him in F.
Okay, why don't you say that?
He really is fired.
To Frankenstein's face.
I'm texting Steve Moore right now. Steve, what is my authority to fire employees?
Say that to Frank.
Sue, you're about to get fired too. Stop laughing so much.
I dare
I'm
you
sorry,
to say
but
that
was funny.
Him.
Oh dear,
he's not a thinker.
He's a stinker.
So, Rachel said, "A."
Freaky ears. Andrew's like, "Bring up Frankenstein."
Andrew's got it.
Bring up Frankenstein.
Plus the bangs.
What would you say, Sue?
I'm with Andrew on this.
Frankenstein's bangs.
F is for Frankenstein.
I mean, he's
oh,
a
yeah,
classic.
Some versions.
He can't be below C.
Yeah,
that's how I.
Well,
okay.
I think we've got some A's and we've got some F's. So
yeah,
I guess that's a C.
Sounding like C.
Yeah,
yeah. I would put him higher, but
next
he's
up,
technically Frankenstein's monster.
That's true. Gremlins.
I've never seen Gremlins.
Cute but evil.
I can take them off.
I mean, if everyone else has seen it, the girl looks horrifying. The one with the lipstick.
Does anyone
Doesn't
have a
she
strong
have
opinion?
Boobs? Am I making
She's
that
beautiful.
Up?
I think she does have boobs.
Oh, you think she has boobs?
No, 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 no.
No. Something tells me.
Does she have a sparkly red dress?
There's no, there's
and a blonde wig.
At least in the first
Isn't
Gremlins
she a whore?
Movie.
Because I was a huge fan of the first Gremlins movie.
She was in Gremlins too.
There is Didn't no girl gremlin that has boobs.
Thank
and
you.
And it's the it's one of the gremlins that gets is destroying the
What are we doing?
She has a green wig. That's my bad.
Yeah, but she's not in the that gremlin is not in the first Gremlins.
I'll tell you what moves Andrew's meter is this lady right here.
And the one and the lipstick part.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's not from the first Gremlins.
That's Gremlins 2, I believe.
I like lipstick.
Yeah. Greta. Gremlin. Greta the girl gremlin.
Yeah, she's not.
Give her some boobs and make Gremlins 3.
Oh, good Lord. I just saw her. I never saw that version. What the? Nope.
F.
She's wearing a bikini. What is happening? That is not a gremlin.
Not a gremlin.
Okay. I'm not going to vote on Gremlins because I haven't seen it.
Tony is incensed.
Well, no, I just don't know. I'm just talking about Gremlins 1. I don't know what
happened.
I
didn't know there was more.
Mm. Yeah, Gremlins 2 is even better, I think.
You can put Gremlins anywhere you want.
It seems scary. That's all I have to say.
There's a lot of
Is Gremlins 2 more of like a comedy? Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Gremlins 1 plays it more straight.
There's a lot more sex in Gremlins 2.
Gremlins 2 is kind of like Evil Dead 2. Like the first one was kind of like a kitschy, but played a little more up the horror, and then it just got kind of silly. They embraced it.
How about D for Gremlins?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more, and then we'll take a break, and you can come over here and check out this Gremlins chick.
Absolutely. Next up, have you all seen Jeepers Creepers?
No.
Yeah.
Have you all seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy with the eyeballs
Eyes
in his
on
hands.
His hands.
Yeah, he rocks.
Pretty scary.
Ew.
That's a C or a B. He rocks. That movie's great.
I'm fine with B.
Put him in B.
I'm going to look up his name.
Okay. I don't know.
He doesn't have a name, I don't
put
think.
Put him in B.
Eyeball man.
Yeah. His name's Claude.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's about 5:30 at DGS. The report card of monsters. So far in F, we have Orc. he's got to be ashamed. In D, we have Mummy, and Gremlins. Pardon me. In C, we have Zombies and Frankenstein. Take over, Rach.
In B, we have Werewolves. The Predator and the Pale Man from Pan's Labyrinth, in A, King Kong, and in A+, everybody's fave, Godzilla. You okay?
Yeah, fine. Something went down the Twinkie pipe.
The Twinkie pipe.
That's what we called it.
Aww.
Coming up next, I'm ready for the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess?
I don't know.
Bigfoot.
Oh, that's... is he a monster?
Yes!
Hey, what, Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah. He's been in lots of movies.
The scariest movie ever.
He was so cute in
He
Harry
was in
and the
Godfather,
Hendersons.
Too.
I mean, I'm desperately wanting to go with you on this
you
one.
You broke my heart, Sasquatch.
I just don't know what movie he's in.
Okay, that was hilarious. Look, if you don't want Bigfoot on the list... This list is already not what I thought it would be. I was so excited this morning.
Are they movie monsters? Is that what the list is?
Yeah, that's what it was supposed
if
to be.
If it's movie
He's
monsters.
Been in movies.
Yeah, with John Lithgow. I mean, the
John
one.
John Lithgow's a great actor.
He's in many.
Okay,
he's off. He's in many homemade movies.
Bigfoot's off the list. I hope you guys can live with yourselves.
Have you ever heard of the Patterson-Gimlin film?
They fired into the room where my Bigfoot sleeps.
I guess
and
you don't want the Gorn on there either, do you, since he wasn't in a movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it is movie monsters.
TV and movies.
TV is fine.
Thank you.
If the Gorn is on there, he's an F. The Gorn.
I'm gonna physically fight you.
The Gorn.
What's the Gorn?
Is that from Star Trek?
Gorn's gone. He's saying F. Sue's asking who the friggin' Gorn is.
And she just said, is it from Star Trek?
My two favorite, Bigfoot and the Gorn, not even making the list.
Is that a Star Trek thing?
F and Dracula. How's that? That pass your muster?
I'm an
Perfect.
A plus. I
a
love
plus.
So
yeah,
good
I'm
for
A
you.
Plus on Dracula.
Great.
Dracky's
he wants
there.
To suck your blood.
Girl, I'm so happy for y'all.
Sue, are you, do you have any
That's
issues?
Fine with me.
Dracula
I,
can't carry
I'm
the
neutral.
Gorn's cleats to the field.
That's inaccurate.
Let's put the Gorn on there.
No, no.
Oh, I just okay. looked him up. Ooh, he's creepy.
Uh-oh. He's very slow.
Sue, quit trying to,
he's very
quit trying
slow.
To kiss up.
Well, you, have you seen him?
He's
yes,
his eyes.
I've seen the Gorn.
He's a snappy dresser.
He is a snappy dresser.
Have you guys seen the new Dracula on Netflix?
No.
Yes.
No. It's a little mini series.
It's pretty good.
No. It's real good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Let me just mark out Bigfoot and the Gorn.
It's got a little modern twist on the classic too.
Next up, the Xenomorph from Alien.
I'm an A on that one.
Yeah, it's
I am too.
A for Alien.
Yeah.
Xenomorph.
A or A plus for me. I really like those movies.
Yeah, that's great. Next up, the alien from The Thing that would take on the shape of dogs and men.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know that I've seen The Thing.
That's a frightening movie.
So I haven't either, but I'm afraid to say that.
Yeah, I'm going
to
recuse myself from it.
It's another A or A plus for me.
Trying to find your guys' wheelhouse here.
You never know.
Spooky aliens and vampires.
No,
and
you don't.
At the end,
you don't know.
At the end, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
No. Do you guys ever see The Blob?
With Steve McQueen, yeah.
That freaked me out when I was a
the
kid.
The Blob. Put him on there. I thought you would never even heard of The Blob.
That scared me so bad as a kid. I'm like, I can't think of anything scarier than this blob, honestly.
Wow.
Just a blob coming for you? How do you fight that? I think they froze it in the end, right? Spoiler alert, sorry.
I really feel like tricky. I'm dreaming.
Sounds tricky.
I watched we that and The Birds. I was allowed to watch The Birds as like a toddler.
That's terrifying.
That freaked
a
me out. My brother and I like played it outside. We're like, there's a bird. Get down on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
And act terrified.
But seriously, no matter what age you were when you saw The Birds,
yeah.
you were given The Birds the shifty eye when you walked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the next couple of times you left the house, you were like, I see you up there.
What are we going with?
For,
what do we have?
Like D for The Blob.
Oh, The Blob's going on the list now?
Oh, is it?
You loved it.
You advocated. The Blog's advocate.
I mean, sure. Blob?
Sue, Blob?
I am neutral on The Blob.
I think The Blob's a C.
Put him in C.
We're talking about like the 80s Blob, right?
Well, or the
no,
like
this
30s
is,
Blob.
This seems
Which
like
blob
the
you like?
30s
I only know
I
the
saw.
80s Blob. We'll put him in C.
All right, give him a C.
I only know that like late 80s.
Does anyone, I hate this list, does anyone know the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Fishman.
I love him.
That being said, he's an F.
Yeah. Or a D. He's a fish man. He's not
I kind of like him. I'm going to admit that I like him.
Yeah, I'd put him in the in like B or A.
Sue wants to do like a shake
I don't
of water
know. He was just so, I don't know. With the claws and the thing down his back and the fish face.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a classic. He's an icon.
I think I just have a space in my heart for him as a classic.
So you're telling on yourself here a little bit.
what am I telling?
Put him in A.
All right.
Oh, A? for the fish man?
We were too busy chuckling, and before we knew it, this one slipped through our fingers.
Yeah,
Andrew.
While you were bitching, Sue's boning him, so he's going in A.
Wow.
I fumbled the bag on this one a bit.
That's what he said.
Jeez.
Okay. I've never done this before. But since you guys have me so off my game with your criticisms, I'll throw some out, and if you like them, we'll put them.
Okay.
Phantom of the Opera.
No.
Is he a monster?
Not a monster.
I mean, I guess he's the ghost of the
He's
opera.
Just ugly.
Well, the creature from the Black Lagoon does have a name.
It's his name.
What is it?
Fishman.
Gillman.
I was right.
Terrifying.
Just put Gil. Yeah.
Gil, is that you?
No, Phantom's gone.
Phantom's not scary.
Gil, is that you?
But I can't be the only one out there who was devastated when she chose to be with Raoul. Another spoiler alert.
Yeah, you're just dropping
I watched
here,
the
you?
Movie. The movie that came out in like the early 2000s.
The Anne Hathaway one?
It's not Anne Hathaway. It's the girl that looks like her. And I cried and cried at the end of that movie. It deeply affected
me. But you don't want him
me.
On the list.
Because he's not a scary movie monster.
Yeah. He's a deformed human.
He's just ugly.
Deformed They're humans monsters. Are monsters.
Oh, boy.
Here's
That's
you.
Horrible.
Oh, boy.
That's not true.
That's all Gilman is. They find out at the end that
I'm
he's
I'm sorry,
human.
I can't take Gilman too seriously. It sounds like the name of a fraternity, brother. Hey, the Gilman.
Gilman's here.
I'd like to be in a fraternity with the Creatures from the Black Lagoon.
My name is Gilbert Brown.
Every time Sue Sorority has a mixer, she's all like, ooh.
Hey, now.
How about dragons?
Do you think Gilman Johnson?
Gilman? Yeah, I know Gilman.
Exactly.
Everybody knows Gilman.
He's in my third period.
I'm sick of this girl Sue coming to all the parties and asking if Gilman's going to be here all night.
Jeez.
Dragons? Anyone?
Yeah.
Hey, A+.
All right. Dragons. Yeah, I like a dragon.
Sure, they're not like scary, but they're great.
Monsters. I can't think of a lot. Are there a lot of dragon movies?
Should King
though?
Kong go to A+?
There's a million dragon movies.
Yes, yes.
Another movie I watched over and over as a kid, Dragonheart.
Yeah.
And then you watch it as an adult, and you're like, this movie low-key sucks.
Yes, it does. But when you're a kid...
Oh, it's the coolest thing you've ever
it's
seen.
It's life-changing.
Reign of Fire is awesome.
How about we put King Kong in A+ with Godzilla and Dracula
and put Dragon
today?
Nice.
Put Dragon today.
Is that what Dragonheart is, Reign of Fire?
No.
Which is the one with
Dragonheart
Dennis...
is Dennis Quaid.
Okay, yeah.
Reign of Fire is... Starts in Macaulay Culkin. Christian Bale.
Hold on. Reign of Fire. Okay.
Macaulay Culkin as the dragon.
How about...
And Matthew McConaughey.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh, they're scary. And I don't know if they're
monsters.
Look,
I'm running out of monsters
here,
folks.
Okay.
Again, not really a monster, so I'm going to go D.
Yeah, deer.
I think Hyde's a monster.
Jekyll, I guess
technically he's just a
I could
human.
D for Jekyll and Hyde. Is he even transformed? Or is he just like a guy? I don't totally remember that
I thought
story.
That he just had borderline personality disorder.
Oh, no, he takes a drug and it turns him into a hideous monster.
Yeah. Now, it's an allegory for the fact that they didn't understand things like schizophrenia. Right. And
no, he gets all...
Does he get buff? All right, D then.
Yeah, I'm a
all
D.
Right.
Did D anyone, for Dr.
Did,
Jekyll.
Did anyone see The Quiet Place?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That was the most defeated place.
It really was.
Did
and it was sad.
It.
I feel badly now.
The Quiet.
Has anyone seen?
Place.
Has anyone seen?
I feel like I'm on my honeymoon and nothing's working.
Has anyone seen? Quiet.
I don't know. They had the thing with the claws from the quiet. I don't know. Whatever it's called. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's like if you made a sound, they just totally hate you.
Mean.
Put him in F.
Yeah, put him in F.
The quiet monster.
The thing with the big old
laughing from here.
What do you want me to write in there?
The loud beast.
He do be listening though.
This is awful.
He do be.
Yeah, the thing it just has like a bunch of ears all over it, right? Or one giant ear.
What?
You
have a gift.
You're thinking of bats.
That's the monster.
You need to shame the orc. I've never met a person who can just sum something up in such a derogatory way.
Google calls it a quiet place monster.
Yeah.
That's
what about
with a big old ear on his back.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
A cloverleaf monster.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my brother
said Okay, now you're just doing my list for me.
Dave, have you seen Babadook?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the one movie I've watched at Dave's
house.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
What do you think about the Cloverfield monster? My brother suggests Cloverfield monster.
He's fine.
Yeah? You don't think he's cool?
I mean...
He said it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, you're his brother.
Cloverleaf monster, back to back.
I'm my brother, Tony.
I'm defeated. I just want this to be over, so...
Just put Babadook at
What else your brother have?
Lots.
We can take the blob off the list.
C.
Yeah. How did
that Rachel loves it.
I don't love the blob. I said it was incredibly scary.
I'm just trying to please anyone here.
I don't love the blob. I want the record to show.
Let the record show.
I mean, you don't love him like Sue loves the Gilman.
I don't
want to
make out with him like Sue does Gilman. But
the vibe that I got.
She's not even fighting anymore. She's just like, shut up, you idiot.
Okay, so
slandering
do we want,
me.
How about the blob goes down, and then we put, what's his name? Clover?
It's a great porn.
Clover.
I think we're going to be Babadook here.
Oh, Babadook in C?
Yeah.
Draw a little top hat for him.
No, I don't. I mean, do we like Babadook that much?
I thought you loved Babadook.
No, I am an agnostic.
A denier?
Towards the Duke.
You don't think he's scary?
I'm a Baba denier.
You don't
think
he's...
down?
It's not that he's not scary.
We can move
just,
mummies up to C and put Baba Duke
no.
in D.
No, you guys can have your Baba
Duke. We just need one more.
The Baba Duke.
I literally don't have it.
Cloverfield. Okay. Clover monster. Snappy,
yeah, put
Snappy the clover.
Get this thing
what
over
about
with.
The Quiet Place monster? Have we abandoned him?
No, he's just got a bunch of ears on him.
He's got a big ear. What about the Mars Attacks aliens? They were scary.
I'm just sad.
What about
Yoda?
Yes, yes. Put Yoda in F.
How
and
about the
rain?
How about the Rancor?
What?
The Rancor.
Who's that?
The thing, the big thing with teeth that Luke fights in Return of the Jedi.
Whatever.
Jabba's palace, and he drops him into. How about Jabba?
I think that's Yoda you're talking about. All right, you want to read him, Rach?
Sure. Report card of the best movie monsters, sometimes TV. Sometimes they're just deformed humans. Let's start with F. We've got orcs, the blob, which I do not love, and Yoda. And D, we have...
Hold on a minute. Let me make a case.
What?
You're alone at night.
Uh-huh.
There's a knock at the door. You open it. It's an orc, the blob, and Yoda. You're pretty effed up.
You know what? Switch him to A+.
One gotta go. Orcs, the blob, and Yoda.
In D, we have mummies, gremlins.
The blob he is.
Particularly the ones with boobs.
Go down, he will.
And Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And a bikini.
In C, we have zombies, Frankenstein, and the Babadook. In B, we have werewolves.
I like the term
predators.
Bob yes. Duke.
And somehow, the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth is in B. I mean, he is scary, but.
He has Tony eyes on his hands.
Yeah, Tony was desperate.
And he ate all the food on the plate or whatever was in that scene.
Do you know Bob Duke?
In A, we have all dragons. Xenomorph.
Okay. You stop. You're just hurting me now.
No.
Everything
and,
you say. In A, we have dragons.
And Gilman, who is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
He's got some nice lips.
You learn something new every day. His Gilman. Name was Gilman.
Gilman.
And in A+, I'm happy with A+, we have Godzilla, Dracula, and King Kong.
I'm personally happy with A+ and F.
Yeah, the rest is just...
crap.
We did our best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Cut critical healthcare programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
All right, I'm voting for him. Poor guy. Farting on television. All right, Rage.
Headlines?
Sure, why not?
Is brought to you by Schnucks. Get the app that gets you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. I just want to hear it one more time.
And cut critical healthcare programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
He just soldiered through.
Yeah. Mm. That was a messy one.
This is horrible.
Yeah, it was.
Coronavirus scams have cost Americans $39 million so far.
But that seems low.
$39 million?
Yeah, for the whole country.
52,000 Americans have already filed complaints this year with the Federal Trade Commission over this fraud. The average person was losing about $470. Man, you just have to be the lowest of the low to take advantage of people during a time like this. Disgusting.
A bigger monster than Yoda.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Preach. CNN's Anderson Cooper has joined Nancy Pelosi in mocking Trump's weight, referring to him as a little man despite his girth. So I guess fat shaming is literally just cool as long as you're fat shaming President Trump.
God, we just...
Yeah.
I mean, you have viewers who are...
Anderson Cooper is supposed to be...
He's like
anchor.
The woke king, too.
Well,
like,
and he's not... He, like...
Yeah, he's not supposed to insert his opinion.
Hannity is ridiculous, but he at least is, you know, he is an editorialist. You know, he's not, he doesn't claim to be a reporter or an anchor. Anderson Cooper's supposed to be an anchor, and he's calling people fat. It's ridiculous.
Mm. Little man despite his girth. I just always, what's the end game in saying that?
I think he thought it was clever wordplay.
Yeah.
I really think that's it.
But I mean, you got to think about the fact that you have tons of viewers who are going to be Trump size, maybe bigger, who just watched that and you made them go, oh, I guess Anderson Cooper thinks that I'm fat.
Yeah, totally agree.
Just kind of lame. Speaking of Coopers, Christian Cooper, the bird watcher in Central Park, who, you know, had Central Park Karen, a.k.a. Amy Cooper, call the police on him and make a false claim. He's asking people to stop harassing her and making death threats to her because that's what happens whenever you're in the media like this, whenever the spotlight is on you. He said it's totally inappropriate. It's abhorrent. He also says that he forgives Amy Cooper given that her apology is sincere. And if the next time she's at the park, of which she has been banned from, but if she does go to Central Park again into the Ramble, the bird watching sanctuary, as long as she leashes her dog, they got no beef.
I have a question. Obviously, there's no such thing as a good death threat. I've never had one myself. It would really freak me out. Do you people who get death threats to like Central Park Karen, it's terrible, but no one's really going to kill her, right?
Right.
That's an interesting question. I would say no, but...
It is an interesting question, and you think that until somebody gets killed, so which
right.
is why you shouldn't do it.
No, I'm not pro-death threat. I'm just anytime I hear something like this, I always just think, okay, well, that's like a super version of trolling, but I doubt there's a guy in Toledo that's like, that's it.
Did you say you've never had one or serious ones?
I've had stalkers, but I've
never had anyone say I'm going to come kill you, but I can imagine it's probably I can imagine that I can't imagine what it's like to get a message like that.
Yeah, there would be no death threat that I could get where I'd be like, I don't think they're serious.
Yeah, we're probably okay. Probably totally fine.
I've definitely had people on Twitter tell me they were going to kill me. Like,
really?
But you just know that it's...
Wow, yeah, I
especially during Ferguson, like, when I was covering that and people would...
Honey buns?
Yeah. You know, yeah, but...
You kind of had that one coming.
But I never took it seriously.
You're the only guy I know that got beat up in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
You actually got beat up?
Oh, yeah, Sue.
It's a story for another day, Sue.
Okay.
It's a scary story.
I don't like it.
I didn't either, Sue.
She's anti-Tony getting beaten
that
up.
That is correct.
Didn't like it either, Sue.
Bet you wouldn't.
One real quick story before we go to break here. Speaking of Joe Biden, he said that Trump is an absolute fool on masks and that he is stoking deaths with his insistence on ignoring health advice, and hypothesized that the president was giving in to macho stuff like the argument that wearing a mask is a sign of weakness. Oh, these two. I guess it's just going to boil down to... Trump saying mean things and then Joe being like, you're just a bully. And that's going to get real boring real quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.